This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the CG Sportsbook inside the Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas, powered by O'Reilly Auto Parts, here's your host, Matt Perrault.
Jake Asman in for Matt Perrault, pushing the odds here in Houston. I think Matt Perrault is actually in the state of Texas right now, Chris Tubbs. I believe he tweeted out a video of him in Austin, Texas, and he should be here in Houston tomorrow, my sources are telling me.
Yeah, he's with the award-winning Let's Talk Wheels. He's with Mike Herzing. They are at the Texas Truck Rodeo, I believe.
Oh, very nice. Well, if the weather's as bad as it is here, I don't know if it's a great day for a car show or a truck show. But that being said, I'm sure it's fun, whatever Matt Perrault is doing. And he's probably juiced up as I open the show talking about. A great night for Boston. Not like the, you know, the poor people of Boston really needed something else to happen to them. I mean, man, they, you know, it's about time they really got a break. I'll leave it at that. Now joining us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline is Alex Barth of CLNS Media. Alex does a great job covering the Patriots, Red Sox, all things Boston sports. And he was at the Kansas City-New England game last night in Foxborough at Gillette Stadium. And he joins us now to give us his reaction to what we saw in a Patriots 43-40 win on a last-second field goal by Steven Gostkowski. Alex, how are you, my friend? Thanks for making some time.
And not a bad Monday in Boston. Not at all. Traffic was moving. Everybody was cheery in the line at Dunkin'. It's a good day here.
Now, let me start with this, because I opened the show discussing this. Did everyone in the building last night, everyone in the press box around you, think the same thing when Tyreek Hill scored? They left so much time for Brady. This game's over.
There were mixed reactions. Some people were thinking that, and some people were just so flabbergasted by the defense. I mean, you couple that with the kick return, which was essentially a kick return touchdown. You don't normally see that from Belichick coach teams, and that's kind of been this season, teetering on business as usual versus are things really different this year. That kick return, that touchdown hill, those two plays, those don't happen in the past. When it gets down to that point in the game, Bill Belichick teams generally lock it down. But at the same time, after the wins the last couple of weeks, yeah, there was a feeling of, okay, there's 3 minutes on the clock. Tom Brady's going to go do what Tom Brady does, and that's what he did.
And that's exactly what he did. What have been your thoughts on the way Brady has played this year? Obviously, when they were 1-2, he didn't play great against the Lions. Nobody did that night. But since then, Brady's looked like, well, Tom Brady, maybe the best quarterback of all time.
I feel like there's been one play in every game this year. You talk about the fumble last night, which is probably the play we're all talking about if that game goes differently. There's been one play in every game this year that's just been very un-Brady-like. The interception last week, he had a bad throw last week. Going back to that Lions game, he had a bad throw. Just about every game, he's made one mistake that he typically doesn't make. But he does have a lot of new targets around him. I think he is still kind of figuring things out, as the Patriots generally do, right? The line that they use September as their preseason. He's been good. Look, he hasn't been MVP Tom Brady. I don't think anybody would tell you that. There certainly are things you look at. You know, what's wrong with him? This isn't what he usually does. But he's 41 years old. He's still a top-five quarterback in football. It's tough to complain.
Alex Barth with us, joining us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. You can follow Alex on Twitter at the real, or actually just real, Alex Barth. Let me ask you about Patrick Mahomes. You got a chance to watch him up close last night. Shaky start, but I was beyond impressed by what he was able to do in the second half and how well he played bringing the Chiefs back in this one. What were your thoughts on his performance?
What he does outside of the pocket is what stood out to me. I think when he gets moving, when he gets outside the tackles, I think he's a better quarterback, honestly, when he's making things happen. Bill Belichick said after the game, he was asked about what the Chiefs did differently in the second half to get Tyreek Hill going and get Patrick Mahomes going. He said they were just scramble plays. It wasn't anything different. Mahomes was just extending plays and making things happen on broken plays. So his ability to ad-lib really stands out to me. But I think what we saw last night, it was the first time a team has really gotten heavy, consistent pressure on him, and he struggled. He made some mistakes, some young quarterback mistakes. He had some bad throws. I think as bad as it looked defensively last night for the Patriots, they laid out a game plan in that first half for how you fluster Patrick Mahomes and how you make him struggle. It's not about, you know, locking down Tyreek Hill. It's not about locking down Travis Kelce, even though the Patriots did that last night. It's about putting pressure on him. When Mahomes gets the ball out in under 2.5 seconds, his passer rating over 110. When he has to wait more than 2.5 seconds, when he has to go to that second read, go to that third read, it drops to around 70. So when you put pressure on him, when you make him look off that first receiver, you can manage him and you can make him way less effective than he looks on all the highlight tape.
That's a great stat. Do you think last night's game was a preview of the AFC Championship game?
We'll have to see how it all shakes out. I think they certainly are the two best teams in the AFC, the Patriots and the Chiefs, but there is some parity. Can the Chiefs go, let's say, you know, like we see with the Chiefs year in and year out, their November and December isn't as strong as their September and October. If they have to go into Jacksonville, can they go into Jacksonville and win a game in the divisional round? Can the Patriots go into Jacksonville and win a game if they have to do that? I know Jacksonville didn't look great yesterday against Dallas, but they're always there. Pittsburgh's always lurking. Can the Chiefs win a game in Pittsburgh in January? They're still a young team. I don't know if that's the AFC Championship game. I still have to see the Chiefs win in November and December to trust them. That's never been Andy Reid's strong point. But I do think those are, on paper, the two best teams in the AFC.
We're chatting with Alex Barth, CLNS Media, Boston sports reporter, and, of course, personality. Find all his work, and you can also follow him on Twitter at RealAlexBarth. Let's talk a little Red Sox while I have you here on the phone. Obviously, the big story in Boston was, wow, Patriots Sunday night, Red Sox game two. The Red Sox game, way more important because it's a game two in an ALCS in which you're down 0-1. David Price was not good. Stunning, I know, but the Red Sox still found a way to win. How big was that win by the Boston Red Sox last night?
Well, let me just say this. You wouldn't know David Price wasn't good by being around Boston today. He's getting a lot of love just because the team won a game that he pitched, but I didn't think he was great.
Is the standard that low, Alex? I mean, the guy's making $30 million a year. He couldn't pitch past the fifth inning, and if they're cheering him off the mound last night.
I didn't understand it. I do not understand the love for David Price last night. They got him that early lead, and he blew it right away. I do not think he is by any means a hero last night. But that's still a huge win, and it's an even bigger win for them to win a David Price game. I said on my show here in Boston, calling it, check that out on clnsmedia.com, that the Red Sox needed to win game one with Chris Sale because David Price was going to lose game two and suck all the momentum out. It ended up being the opposite. Chris Sale didn't pitch great. I mean, he was better than Price, but didn't pitch great in game one. The bats went silent, and it looked like the Red Sox were dead in the water. They come out in game two. They get the run support with Price on the mound. The bullpen, it's close, but they hold it down. That game was everything. I feel great about where the Red Sox are right now. The 1-1 series going on the road, that's exactly where they were against the Yankees, and they took care of business there. All they have to do is win one in Houston, and then you figure you get Chris Sale for at least one of the games back at Fenway. If you can get it back to Fenway for game six if you need, and then anything can happen in game seven. That's the famous line. So that was a must-win game for the Red Sox last night. I had my doubts going in. I think a lot of people had their doubts going in. Again, the term dead in the water, that's what it looked like. But the bats woke up. Mookie Betts is finally hitting in the postseason. And just the whole top of the order is finally hitting, which they didn't do outside of the 16-1 game against New York. And that's a game changer.
Alex Barth was with us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. What impressed me about what the Red Sox did last night is Alex Cora had to get 13 outs from his bullpen. And the bullpen did a great job. I know he used Rick Porcello, a starter in relief. He did that against the Yankees in the divisional series as well. What are your thoughts on this Red Sox bullpen? We've heard how bad it is and how nobody trusts them. But you know what? I give them a lot of credit. They found a way to get it done against the Yankees. And last night, 13 outs, never easy. And they had just enough in the tank to get it done.
So the issue with the Red Sox bullpen this year, the biggest issue has been consistency. They have guys that have looked like studs throughout the year. Ryan Brazier was hot at the end of the season. Joe Kelly may have been the best reliever in baseball in April. Craig Kimbrell's been up and down. Everybody seems to be getting hot right now, which is nice, but it's teetering because you don't know when that's going to flip. But Brazier has been great. Barnes has been great. I think using Rick Porcello in the bullpen has been excellent. I would like to see him as the eighth inning guy going forward. I would even be fine if he's not starting games and he just comes in either in the eighth, or if a starter can only go two innings, you use him, you know, the third to the seventh, whatever it may be. But the bullpen, they've looked good, but I don't think anybody who's watched the Red Sox this year will tell you they're comfortable with the bullpen at any point, because again, things have flipped so quickly with that group and so extremely, you know, they were great last night. Nobody would be surprised if they came out tomorrow night and just stunk up the joint.
Alex, I know the city of Boston has really been suffering. Their teams have been terrible for so long. So I'm very happy you guys were able to get such a great night last night where both your teams had some great wins. I'm very happy for you guys.
Hey, look, we got the Celtics opening on Tuesday. We got nothing today. The Bruins are off. Celtics don't open until tomorrow night. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with myself.
You poor thing. That's Alex Bart, CLNS Media. You can follow him on Twitter, at Real Alex Bart. Check out his podcast. They release a new one. I think it's every Monday you guys put it out, calling it on CLNSmedia.com, correct?
Yeah, we try to do every Monday. It ends up bouncing around a little bit. At Calling the Podcast on Twitter, they'll all be there.
Sounds great. They do a great job, and I was on last week, so I'm a little biased. But I appreciate
you
guys having me.
Thank you for coming on.
And thanks for coming on the show this afternoon, Alex.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You got it. That's Alex Barth. And once again, his Twitter handle, if you want to follow him and all his coverage on all the Boston sports teams, is at Real Alex Barth. Jalen Ramsey, we talked about him a bit earlier. Yesterday, Jalen Ramsey made an absolute fool of himself, and you have to hear what he had to say after the game. We'll get into that storyline next. Don't go anywhere. It's Pushing the Odds. Jake Asman in for Matt Perrault here on SB Nation Radio.